for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. is sending several hundred more troops to Iraq to bolster the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he is meeting Iraqi leaders and his commanders on the ground about the next step in the campaign.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops in support of the ISF and especially at the Kiara West airfield. This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of the Kiara airbase near Mosul marks the completion of the coalition's first 10 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. The first public sign U.S. Democrats are trying to unify ahead of the party's convention in Philadelphia in 2 weeks is expected on Tuesday. That's when Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, will be joined by Democratic rival Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton. An international tribunal is issuing a ruling Tuesday on the territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. The Philippines filed the case against China 3 years ago. Manila argues Beijing's territorial claims and recent aggressive activities in the South China Sea violate UN Convention laws of the sea, an international treaty both nations have